Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Monday, February 27th, 2023. 37 degrees, which is just shy of 3 degrees Celsius, above zero. 87% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. Well, the snowpocalypse has officially passed. We had some rain yesterday. And Google told me it was raining now, so I got my umbrella, but it's not, so I'm not looking a gift horse in the mouth. I'm grateful. But everything's melted. Well, most everything's melted. Streets are clear. Streetcars are running. And it's noisy. I was sitting there really kind of missing that quiet that just kind of wraps you when snow blankets everything. Sitting there, I can hear traffic on the highway, which is, you know, maybe a mile away. Maybe not, maybe a half mile away. I could hear that. I could hear train horns blowing and streetcars going, traffic. Heard that spring bird that I've heard. Man, it's like, God, it's noisy out this morning. And it's not, it's just noisier than my most recent cataloged noise levels from the last time, from the last walk. But, it's weird because contextual sound, right? Because it's quiet in my apartment. It's very peaceful in my apartment. In fact, I'm freaking impressed with the soundproofing in that apartment building. I really lucked out in that place because I'm barely aware I have neighbors. So quiet isn't strange, but quiet outside is. I guess, you know, it's that process where the brain just kind of tunes out stuff that it can like catalog and check off. It's like, oh, that's that. Okay, I don't have to bend any brain cycles on processing that sound anymore. I know what that is. So, I just kind of miss it. One of the cars driving by while I was marinating had his music going loud. Didn't have the windows down because it is, you know, 37 degrees, but you could hear the thumpa thumpa and so on. Which, I mean, you hear that all the time, and it's just, I project myself into people's heads or things' heads, you know, like the crows. I was thinking the other day, you know, the crows weren't around when it was snowy. And I was thinking, God, what must it be like to be a crow or any animal out in the wintertime when it's cold all the damn time? You know, we have it good. We got clothes, we got shelter, we've got heat, you know, but there's those crows, they're out in it all the time, or the animals are out in it all the time. My dad's alpacas, in Wyoming, for God's sake. They're out in the outside 24/7. Dad's a good caretaker. When it gets to be minus 14 like it did just recently, he'll bring them in. He's got a little barn area that's enclosed, so they're not out in it. But I don't know, that notion of being constantly exposed to the elements, it's I couldn't do it. I could not do it. Most of us couldn't. But they do. And, you know, do they have an opinion? I don't. They're animals. Do they? Maybe. I mean, if they do, God. I know what my opinion would be. I need to be a pet. Someone, Powell's, needs to take care of me. Get me out of this. So, God, I'm bouncing all over. Welcome to the blather, y'all. So, what brought all that on was hearing that dude's music is like his soundtrack to his life, to that moment of his life, that right there. And all around me, there's people with their own soundtrack, doing their own thing, with their own music, in their own way. And their brain, their awareness is just as weird and expansive and human as mine. And it's happening all around. Sometimes I let that kind of wash over me. It's like, oh my God, it's overwhelming. It's like thinking of infinity. Have you ever tried to encompass infinity, the universe that just keeps going? There's no end. It's like that. It's just, you get lost in the incredible diversity of the human experience. And you can't live there. You can't be there for long. You have to pull back and go back inside your own bubble, your own awareness niche. Yes, yeah, yeah. Welcome to pre-caffeinated blather. I don't know. I had a really nice weekend. Went to the Polyam social thing on Saturday, and that's really feeling like, before it was exploration and discovery and meeting new people, but now it's like meeting friends. Now it's like I know names and we've had conversations and I understand personalities, and they understand me. They recognize me, and it's very nice. It's cool to have that level of engagement. I tend not to have a lot of casual relationships, just the nature of, you know, working from home, doing the voice thing. You don't have those casual work engagements, so the people that you connect with tend to be people that you know, and this isn't that exactly. It's kindred spirits that occasionally we rub up against each other on a Saturday morning with coffee and fritters and I don't know, it's nice. I'm actually, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but Allie and her partner want to do some Shadowrun gaming, so I'm prepping a Shadowrun to run a Shadowrun game for her and her partner and a couple other people in the community, which is kind of cool. So So now, oh my God, it's spilling over from the coffee to something else completely. And something cool, like, well, not that coffee isn't cool, coffee's awesome, but something like gaming, you know, which is, that's near and dear to my heart. So yeah, layers of social and personal connection and engagement. It's just, stuff's coming together, which is really kind of fun. So yeah, did that. Went out, had some sweet Cajun food, had chicken and waffles at a place called The Screen Door, which was delicious. And you know, I did a walk-in. I didn't think I would need reservations. I walked in, there's tables all over the place. Like, I had like a table for one. It's like, well, we don't have any tables. And I'm looking around, it's like, yeah, you do. It's like, yeah, those are all reservations. It's like, damn, all right, good to know. But they had seating at the counter, which was nice, although we were elbow to elbow at the counter too, which was weird. One of those, sitting next to somebody that you don't know, sitting intimately close to somebody that you don't know on either side of you. It's like, personal space. But the food was excellent. So be going back there. Then went and saw Quantumania at the Living Room Theater, which is, they don't have seats, they have couches. Oh, and very comfortable couches too, although they don't recline, which I kind of expected them to recline. Because why not, right? But no, but very comfortable, very intimate space. There couldn't have been room for more than 30, 40 people in there at the most. So, and it was me and like two other people. So that was very cool. And really enjoyed Quantumania. That was a lot of fun. Paul Rudd's awesome. I will never not watch a movie with Paul Rudd in it. So, highly endorsed. Yeah. So I got out and about, strutted around a little bit. Got nearly concussed myself. So there's that boardwalk of boards that I've talked about out here in front of my apartment building, which, like I say, when it's dry, it's lovely. It's organic, it's warm, it's not concrete, yay, until it gets wet. And then it becomes slick as hell. And when it gets slushy wet, oh, forget about it. I nearly damn near concussed myself. It was the cartoon flying up and landing on your back. And my head bounced off the wood. I just kind of laid there for a few seconds going, So my eggs were scrambled. But that's all done now. We're moving on. Moving on into not covered in snow. I won't say spring, but we're not covered in snow. So there. And I'll have to wrap this up because I'm deep into Jameson Square. So that's it. That's a walk for Monday. New beginnings. Reflecting back on what was and looking ahead to what will be, what might be, what could be. That's always kind of intriguing, right? When you become aware of where you are in the flow of time and life and you and them and all of that. And it's like, for a moment, you just stand there and lean forward into the day, into what's next. Kind of a leap of faith, isn't it? Because you just don't know. But that's kind of exciting too. So I hope you have a fabulous Monday. I hope, well, is there anything I can hope for that's thematic? I don't know. Just have a good day. Ooh, see, now I'm walking across the wood. I am so going gentle. There we go. Have a superior day. And however it goes down, keep a grip on that wisdom that Brother Zig has shared with us. That despite everything, y'all, create. Add to the world. Love fearlessly. Because that's the way to do it, man. Oh, God. And trash pickup hasn't happened, so there's trash all over the place. Trash boys are going to be busy today. So create love fearlessly. I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.